Doing this time last year. My stomach churned excitedly as I waited for Lawrence to appear for our first date. Well, our first proper date. I'd sipped on my wine and tried not to glance at the time on my phone every 2 minutes. I'd kept telling myself he would turn up. He would. We'd been all over each other when we'd met in that nightclub, or the dive as the locals referred to it. Not the best nightclub in Leith to end up in after the pub, but it was the only one nearby which hadn't closed down. He was handsome, beyond handsome, and we'd connected, so for me the surroundings hadn't mattered. I kept telling myself that someone like him would only be interested in one thing, but then I saw him walk through the door, and I couldn't stop the smile which spread across my face.
"Beth," he'd said as he reached the table. "Sorry I'm late. Taxi failed to show."
He bent down and kissed my cheek.
"Don't worry about it,"
I replied as casually as possible and took another sip of wine. "Can I get you a drink?"
"Shouldn't it be me asking you that?"
Lawrence asked, removing his coat and hanging it over the back of the chair.
"Only if you're one of those traditionalists who pulls a chair out for the ladies and escorts them home."
I smiled over my glass and remembered thinking that he could have knocked me sideways with how gorgeous he was.
I think you'll find that's otherwise known as gentlemanly."
He laughed and glanced up at the waiter who had appeared at our table. Lawrence ordered a bottle of beer and took the menu in his hand.
"You look amazing, by the way.
Exactly the way I remember you." I felt my cheeks blush and thanked the universe there were no spotlights above our table.
"Thank you."
We ate dinner and I drank more wine. A little more than is likely to be acceptable on a first date. My head felt fuzzy and the sides of my vision blurred, but I was happy, and so far, didn't want the evening to end. We moved to a corner table at the back of the restaurant, known as the Snug, and it was, and Lawrence slid in so he was sitting beside me. He was sweet, keeping eye contact as I spoke.
"So, what do you do for work?"
I'd asked, noting how built his arms appeared to be.
"I'm a jack of all trades. Did a bit of everything when I left school. Plumbing, painting, and decorating."
His arms rested on the back of the sofa, and every so often I felt his thumb brush against my bare shoulder. I tried not to wriggle under the excitement of being with someone new. I didn't want him to think I was too keen. I remember thinking how the girls would gush over him if they met him, and I felt a little smug about it.
"And what do you do?"
he asked.
"I work for a solicitor," I replied.
"Just a receptionist at the moment, but I'm hoping to study and work my way up."
"Oh, that's impressive. So you're clever as well as gorgeous."
I'd blushed again and tried not to do that stupid girly laugh.
"Let me guess, you live in one of those posh flats by the harbour in New Haven."
He smiled and I couldn't help but drink him in.
"I wish,"
I laughed.
"Maybe one day when the money is rolling in, when I'm a high-flying solicitor. Right now I'm in a little terrace house in Leith."
"Nice. I'm in a flat near the golf course."
"Ah, I'm not too far from there."
He smiled at me and sipped his beer, and as I watched his throat gulp, my stomach fluttered.
"So, since we're not that far apart, can I be a traditionalist and walk you home?"
Lawrence asked me.
"I think you'll find that's just gentlemanly."
I smiled, and that's when he leaned in to kiss me. I'd opened my eyes and peered at the clock on my bedside table. The time had told me it was 7:36 in the morning, and as I turned my head to the right, he was there, lying in bed beside me. So much for not appearing too keen, I thought to myself. I sat up slowly and hoped that he wouldn't wake up before I'd had the chance to go to the bathroom. I didn't want him to see me with panda eyes and crazy hair, and I didn't even want to think about his expression if he'd caught a whiff of my morning breath. I crept out of my bedroom and into the bathroom, where I looked at myself in the mirror and shook my head. Thank God he hadn't woken up. I brushed my teeth, washed my face, and combed my hair before going back into the bedroom.
"I thought you'd done a runner,"
Lawrence had said as I slid back into bed.
"From my own house? Imagine your date is that shit, you have to do one from your own house,"
I'd laughed. He propped himself.